case number 12846, Michael L. and Allison F. Miller seek variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of North Aquarius Way and West Gemini Lane within the Cave Colony subdivision. 911 address is 7 North Aquarius Way, Milton. Zoning district is AR1. Tax map is District 235, map 21.00, parcel 53.00.
Is the applicant present? Come forward and be sworn in. Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you both in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Miller.
Can you hit the, there's a button there. Can you just hit that? There we go.
There we go.
Thank
Michael
you.
Miller, 7 Aquarius Way, Milton, Delaware.
Allison Miller, 7 Aquarius Way, Milton.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank
yes.
you.
I do.
Before you get started, Mr. Lowry, what were the variances that were needed? I know you said this one had a bit of a change from what was the agenda. I just want to make sure we have the right amount on there.
Yes. So the original request was for a 2-foot variance from the five foot rear yard setback for the proposed shed, and then I guess originally, let me see the email. Apparently the shed will be 3 feet from the side property line adjacent to the neighboring lot 6 and will be 22 feet from the property line along Gemini Lane. So there was no issue with the corner front yard setback as previously understood. So
okay.
It's only for the rear or all side.
Right. So I guess we'll have to get some clarity because I think the only drawing I've got has that written on there, but I don't see where it would be. Okay, we can get through that with the applicants. Thank you, Mr. Lauer.
You may present your case.
Okay. I come before you again. We bought this in 2018, and in 2019, in February 2019, we were here for a variance because the shed never had a permit initially. Well, the shed has since deteriorated, and it doesn't meet our needs. I'd like to get our mowers out of our garage and into a shed, and all of our yard equipment into a shed, which requires a longer shed. And a shed with a bigger door on so I can get my riding mower in there. And so that's why I'm here before you again. And the shed I'm proposing is 9 feet longer. Some of it is actually a little porch, which is, doesn't really account for much storage, but it's nice for the someone to sit on it, such as my mother. Anyway, with the proposed shed too, there's no maintenance, and that's another big goal for us. So it'll always look nice sitting there instead of deteriorating apart. So with that said, we'd like to take and replace that shed with a 9-foot longer shed in the exact same spot it is now. And it'll still be within our fenced in backyard.
Questions?
I'm just a little confused because if it's going to go in the same spot, how is it going to be 22 feet off of the road, off of Gemini Lane?
I'm going to keep it within inside my fence.
I understand that, but your fence appears to be within 2 feet of Gemini Lane.
No.
Based on the survey that we have.
22.
I have 22.
Where do you see 22 feet?
You can show Mr. Sharp.
Yeah, you can come up. I just want to get clarity before we get too far in our questioning. Where's the 22 feet? So this is your building setback line right here, 15 feet, and this is your existing shed. So if that line comes straight back right here. Part of that shed is within the 15 feet right now. Just running that line straight back.
Straight back, yeah.
So if this thing's 9 feet longer, Unless you're shifting this thing further to the center? Okay. So it's not going to be in the exact same location. It's going to be away further from Gemini Lane and more towards your pool?
Pool, yes.
Okay. Do you have...
That's the reason for that little porch, so your mother can sit on there and watch.
Is that the porch?
That's the grass.
Okay.
This is concrete, so I'm moving it all the way up to that concrete.
Okay, so it's going to be moved, it's not going to be in the same location. It's going to be moved away from where it currently is.
Right, yeah.
Okay, all right. I should make sure we're clear. But thank you, that was a little confusing for me. And just so the board, what he was showing me was the shed is currently, if you look on the site plan, it's currently kind of close to Gemini Lane, and if you ran the building setback line, he's going to be positioning that thing closer to the center of the lot towards the pool. So this shed will be closer to that concrete pad. So it will be off of, away, further away from Gemini Lane, but it would still be 3 feet from the rear property line.
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay. Correct.
Very good. Thank you. I just want to make sure we have that clear before we get too far on questions.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Sir, I'm sorry. Is your existing shed 3 feet from the rear property line?
Yeah. Yes.
So you want to keep it the same distance from the
rear? Yes, yes. And, okay. And no wider, because on the other side of the shed, there's a concrete walkway, stone.
Okay. I'm assuming the current shed was included in your previous variance request?
Yes, for a settlement purpose.
Right. So the previous owner had put the shed there.
Yes.
They, when you bought it, you got variances, and now you're back to replace it.
Yes, yes. Okay. We discovered it at the settlement that he had no permits or variances at the time.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Is there a homeowners association approval
no.
needed? Anything from the neighbors?
There's three neighbors. I got nothing back to them. They're all for it, replacing it with something that looks nicer. And one neighbor says, you don't need a variance. I said, yes, I do. So I want to make it right.
Sure. Appreciate that.
So you bought this shed in 2019?
No, I bought the property in 2018.
Okay, when did you put the shed up?
I never did. It came with the property.
Came with the property.
Yes.
How long has the shed been there?
It was a previous owner, so it's been there quite a while based on how deteriorated it is.
Okay. And just to clarify, the prior hearing we had was for a pool. The pool needed a variance. The shed and the garage received administrative variances. The board didn't approve those, but COs had been issued in error for those structures. So just to clarify that.
Correct. Point.
And so you're saying this shed is for storage?
Yes. My mowers mainly, because they stink up the house when I've had to put them in the garage. That'll also give me room to put my two cars in the garage instead of just one. In addition, all my outdoor furniture, seasonal stuff, I could store that all in there too now instead of the garage.
Is there any, so I'm trying to understand, and I can see kind of from here. So you would consider your neighbors, you backing up to your neighbor's yard, would you consider that your backyard? Would that be safe to say?
Yes.
Was there any thought into putting that shed in compliance on the back part of that further up and where lot work on your plot plan or your survey plan up where the lot five is? Was there any thought to that?
There's a someplace there is our field, is there our sanitation field is someplace there. Don't know exactly where. Had two opinions on where it possibly could be, but the previous owner couldn't tell me exactly, unfortunately. And then those tanks are there too.
You know where the tanks are?
Yeah, I can see the lids of them.
Where are they at? Where, could you point that out to me on this map, please?
Mr. Sharp?
And the house is oriented to face North Aquarius Way, right?
Yes.
And your position, this isn't a very deep building envelope?
Not a what?
Not a very deep building envelope. You have a wider building envelope
yes.
Than a deep one, and that your septic area takes up a large portion of that building envelope?
Yes, and I was told by the previous owner that's why you put the pool where it's at, because of that.
Has there been any complaints about the location of the existing shed?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you. I will note for the board, the findings from the prior case do reference the septic as a reason for the pool.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes. Thank you.
You can have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12846 for Michael and Allison Miller?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this case, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you, sir. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case number 12846 for Michael and Allison Miller and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12846 for Michael and Allison Miller. I believe the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that they represent the minimum variance to afford relief.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.